We got a double-decker bus here, big-time situation going on the Skype. You'll see it on the video on YouTube. We got Dr. Sherry Tenpenny is just joining us. Truott is sticking over. Dr. Truott, it's fantastic to have them. Sherry Tenpenny, of course, you know, Vaxxer Courses for Mastery. We'll get into that. Her boot camp is coming up, extremely important. We'll get some details. She is that woman on the wall. I don't know if there's somebody in this world that knows more about vaccine research and is more up on it. I don't know who it is. We're excited to have her. Sherry, welcome back to the Power Hour.
Of course. It's always my pleasure. Always my pleasure to be a guest on your show because your show is just so out of this, hit it out of the park every single time you do it.
Well, that's very flattering. I really appreciate it. We got our tag team buddy here. This is like Hulk Hogan and Andre the Giant or something. I mean, we're ready to go today. I mean, this is big time. Truott told me a story. I mean, he alluded to it before we came on the interview, and then on air he told me because I didn't really know what it was, and I my jaw about hit the floor. And I wanted to have him tell you on air and just get your reaction to this. True, why don't you just exactly like you did earlier, the first hour, tell Dr. Sherry this story about your veteran friend and what happened.
Well, thanks. Yeah. And again, thank you so much for all your work, Sherry. Dr. Tenpenny, fantastic. I'll just say the same thing that Dan just said. You've forgotten more about vaccines than most people will ever know. So, tremendous work educating the public, and your yeoman work has been, I've been a fan of yours for decades. So thank you.
Oh,
thank you so much.
Thank you for being so kind. I appreciate it.
Yeah, so I met this gentleman. I don't think he minds telling his first name, Calvin. I met him, golly, about 20 years ago. Now he lives up in the Panhandle region of Idaho. I met him through a joint friend because he was pretty much ambulatory, a tremendously gifted mechanic. He was a Marine that was headed a contingent behind the scenes of Operation Desert Storm. He's one of the guys that make the tanks roll. Okay. His whole team was critically important in that. But being the support staff, they were the ultimate guinea pig back then. They were given, he shared with me his medical record, 38 different vaccines back then, not the least of which, of course, the anthrax scare and all this other things. His whole support team became virulently ill, many of them dying from strokes, from permanent heart damage. And Calvin was struggling with that when I met him 20 years ago. He couldn't stand heat very well. He would start to swell up like a pumpkin. And I said, look, Calvin, from a naturopathic worldview, you know, these vaccines have put toxins in your body, primarily heavy metals. And so I pointed him to take some... Somebody's plane's taken off.
Yeah.
Oh, so, sorry. That's on my end.
So there's just give me a background history, Dr. Sherry. I basically put him on my detox program and my mineral protocol and give him, you know, we became very close friends, and I basically gave it to him. I said, you know, for all your service to America, I don't want you to, because he couldn't really afford to pay. He was disabled. Long story short, he's back doing really, really well now. He's not quite 50, he's 53, 54. He called me back in August now. It's been just over a month. He called me very distraught. He says, I got to tell you what just happened. I just left the VA hospital in Spokane. I was called in immediately. He said, you know, Calvin, come in and we need to meet you. It's very important. Come in. So his wife, Dawn, and him came in, and the doctor in charge was very brusque. He said, Marine, roll up your sleeve. And he says, what? He says, yes, you know, we reviewed your chart. You're at the very high risk for this, this sudden severe acute respiratory syndrome that's going to it's going to kill you if you don't take this vaccine. It's specifically designed to protect you. And luckily, I had already talked to, you know, Calvin is in politics locally, and he's a mayor of a small town. And so Calvin asked me back in March about what my take is on COVID, and I sent him all the information I could. And he was solidly behind me, so, you know, the mask mandate being nonsense and the lockdown and all of this. And so he was one, and the sheriffs up there gathered together with, because I said, look, Calvin, the most powerful person that can ally yourself to this, and you got to get, and I'll come up and meet with them too, is your local sheriffs in the two counties that are there. And so, yeah, we had some great meetings with the sheriffs. And wow, so he was already primed on this. So I said, Calvin, the danger to America is not this sham, foul pandemic. The danger is going to come in the vaccine needle. And he, well, what do you mean? Well, I said, okay, and that's what we talked about this in the first hour, Dr. Sherry. I said, Calvin, there is no blood test for this COVID, SARS-CoV, or what they call in COVID-19. There's nothing, without a blood test, there is no gold standard. So we can't say that there is actually a pathogenic virus infecting people, can we? So you need a demand from your sheriff, and the sheriffs need a demand from the health department. Show us the proof. I said, and so Calvin's response was, well, what about the testing kit? They're testing positive or negative. I said, those are called polymerase chain reaction or PCR tests, Calvin. All they're doing with that is measuring your DNA. It's a DNA test. This is like Ancestry.com would give you the same swabs to test for your ancestry, your genetic history.
Hey, True, let me interject. Get back to what I really want you to tell Dr. Sherry about is when he's in the office, they roll up your sleeve and the security comes in. Tell her that aspect of this experimental vaccine. Yeah. Explain that. Yeah. That's the big deal.
So he's been primed with all this information before. Otherwise, he would have obeyed his order. Okay, this is the key. What I'm getting into the more the fleshing out details. When the doctor came in and ordered him, Marine, roll up your sleeve, and he said, "No, why?" He says, "Well, you have obey this order." And Calvin was upset by this. I says, "I'm honorably discharged. How can they order me?" I says, "Calvin, you're GI until age 55." They basically want you as a guinea pig with this. And then what really shook Calvin up was he also talked to some of his other veteran friends, and it was the same scenario. But they had taken the vaccine. It's been a month now, I'm trying to find from Calvin what, if anything, has happened to his other friends that took the vaccine. And he's been out of pocket. His wife, Dawn, tells me, well, he's kind of went off the grid.
He shook up.
On this. Yeah. That's the story. It was 45 minutes after he refused. Two other officers came in and basically tried to get him, that they could actually be some criminal charges. So what, are you going to court-martial me? I'm a civilian. And they said, no, you're a Marine. You're always a Marine. He wouldn't do it. And he left just like looking over his shoulder like, is somebody going to follow me home type of thing. So he left
and didn't get the vaccine. They tried everything to get him to submit, basically.
So they're doing an unofficial clinical trial in the military right now with an unapproved vaccine that we're not even sure which vaccine it is. We started with 149 COVID-19 vaccines. Then we narrowed it down to 16. The last time I looked, the phase 3 trials are in like 4 or 5 of them. So it's sort of like the Kentucky Derby, right? We end up with all these horses, and now we're narrowing it down to these for whatever reason, because they're the fastest to market, not because they're the best, the safest, they've been tested, or any of those things. If they're going into VAs across the country and forcing them to get some sort of vaccine that we won't even have the record of it. We won't even know what it is that's something that needs to be exposed at the highest levels, number one. Number two, it's not about the vaccine that's going to be the problem. It's going to be the re-exposure to the coronavirus. And I got a document yesterday that was sent to me out of the UK. It's the UK's version of the 2005 PrEP Act. And they're talking about officiating anybody in the UK, you know, doctors, nurses, paramedics, anybody who can be taught to vaccinate, they're going to go door to door. They're setting up to go door to door to push this once it's available. And now they're saying that, oh, by the way, while we're there, we'll also give you a flu shot. So if people are getting a flu shot and a COVID-19 vaccine at the same time, as far as I'm concerned, that's a death sentence. I mean, it's going to be so deadly. But it's the re-exposure is where these animals, all the animals and all the animal trials, it wasn't the vaccine itself. You got a vaccine, you got a high antibody response. The problem was it was not a neutralizing antibody. It was an enhancing type of antibody. And so when you got re-exposed to coronaviruses, which are all out there in circulation, is when you had this accelerated autoimmune disease and that you had a cytokine storm and where the animals all died. It wasn't from the vaccine itself. It was from the re-exposure to the coronavirus. Daniel, are you frozen?
He looks kind of like he's lost.
he looks like his video's frozen.
Oops, we lost him. Let's just continue on and hopefully get put back on. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Yeah, I'm here.
I don't know what to,
as soon as you started talking about this PrEP Act and all this, that's when everything cut out, Sherry.
Imagine that.
Yeah.
Now you're back.
True. Thank you so much for sticking around. I really appreciate it. I think it's very important about the veterans. The whole interview you did today was fantastic, but that is extremely important. Let me just fill him in
on another thing that I got from a friend of mine who was a veteran. And it wasn't about a vaccine, but he went in because he's almost 80 and he's retired, from the Air Force. He was a bird colonel in the Air Force. And he went in because he's been having some memory loss issues. And he was supposed to have mental testing, you know, for this memory loss stuff. And they absolutely insisted that he wear a mask. He said, I can't. I get lightheaded. I get dizzy. They absolutely insisted. He had on a mask for, it was almost an hour. He couldn't talk. He had slurred speech. And here he was there for a mental acuity testing. And they were saying, oh, well, you've got all these things wrong with your brain. He said, no, it's this mask. I don't have any oxygen. And they said it has nothing to do with that. Would not allow him to take the mask off. Would not allow him to leave unless he left with a mask on. And he called me. He was so furious. He said, what can I do? Do I have any recourse? Who can I talk to? Can I talk to lawyers? Can I talk to my senators? Who can I talk to? Because they are forcing the veterans to do this against their will. And he's like 78. And so he's, you know, and he said, I kept telling him I was sick. He said, I felt like I was going to pass out. I felt like I was so sick to my stomach. I was going to throw up. Didn't matter. They wouldn't allow him to take his mask off.
My mother-in-law almost passed out. She did start throwing up. She couldn't even drive home. I mean, literally, I mean, I don't know. I'm not a doctor, but it sounds like he was one step away from a stroke because he wasn't getting oxygen to his brain. That's what it sounded like to me.
Yep. Could very well be.
Anyway, True, God bless you, buddy. Thank you so much for joining us today. The interview was great. It'll be up on YouTube, ladies and gentlemen. You can check that out. Of course, the Healthy Balance that True does. Check that out at the Power Mall. PowerMall.com. Thank you so much, buddy.
Thanks, Dan. Thanks, Dr. Sherry. God bless.
God bless you.
Bye-bye. I just wanted you to hear that about these veterans.
That's very scary. So if that really is true, that really happened and is happening to multiple other veterans, somebody needs to get that into the hand of some, you know, Fox News investigative reporter or something, like maybe Laura Loomis or somebody. Somebody needs to get that.
And even more chilling, as you said, there won't be a record of it. They won't even say, the way that they came, roll up your sleeve, soldier, and then they try to cajole them into it. You know, it's just, oh my God, I am, I am obviously freaked out about this vaccine thing and possible forced vaccinations or mandated vaccinations. What's on? We got about 6-7 minutes before the break. What is on your radar about any of that right now that you see in, on the horizon?
Well, it's, you know, if we can look at the, at what's happening in the UK, and if we can look at what's happening in Victoria, Australia right now, as either one of them as being the bellwether for the rest of the world, it's really quite frightening. I mean, I'm sure you've talked about on your shows everything that's been happening in Victoria. I mean, you know, they're allowed out of their house 1 hour a day. They can't even, if they're out for a walk and they want to sit down in the park for just a minute to catch their breath, they're not allowed to do that because that's sitting in the park. That's not exercising. You know, they've got, I mean, they've got everything tagged. They can only be like so many kilometers from their house. The same thing's happening in Ireland in terms of so many miles, so many kilometers from their house. I mean, in the UK, what they're talking about doing is this, the possibility of administering both the flu shot and the COVID-19 vaccine at the exact same time. The government is now, they passed a law on September the 10th that said that any sort of test that's been, that's done from October 1st going forward, all the DNA that they collect is going into a database based on, because of national security. So this goes back to what I've said for a long time, and I'm sure you've been saying it too, Daniel, that all of this testing that they're doing is data harvesting. That data is going to go into the Human Genome Project, and it's going to be leading into the artificial intelligence and the transhumanism movement. It's a it's data harvesting. It's DNA harvesting is what they're doing, because the testing is cases. It has nothing to do with illness. You know, 30% false negative, and as far as we know, in many of the labs, 100% false positive rates, 100%.
We're talking to Dr. Sherry Tenpenny from Vaxxer.com, CoursesForMastery.com. She's got her boot camp coming up. We'll, after the first break, we'll, you're going to want to stick around to hear about that. I got a text, and you mentioned it when you first came on, or before the show started, we were kind of talking about the story out of Pennsylvania. And I read it at the beginning of the show. I'm going to read it again and get your response. And somebody texted me, this judge who wrote this opinion was appointed by Trump. This is a federal judge appointed by Trump. So you want to know how important this election is, what you think of Trump or don't think of Trump or what have you? This would never, this decision and what I'm about to read to you and the ramifications would have never occurred if Donald Trump would not have been elected. Never. This is the majority opinion about mask mandates and people being, businesses being shut down. This is his opinion. Stickman. The government's actions, quote, were undertaken with the good intentions of addressing a public health emergency. But even in an emergency, the authority of government is not unfettered. He continues, the liberties protected by the Constitution, he didn't say constitutional rights, big difference. This guy knows what he's talking about. The liberties protected by the Constitution are not fair weather freedoms, in place when times are good, but able to be cast aside in times of trouble. There is no question that this country has faced and will face emergencies of every sort, but the solution to a national crisis can never be permitted to supersede the commitment to individual liberty that stands as the foundation of the American experiment. My God. Seriously.
I just got goosebumps all over my body from you reading that. All the way down my arms, running down my legs. That's
the
amazing.
Justification for his decision, this is what we've been screaming about. This is what Sheriff Mack's been screaming about. He did not quote some reason. He did not quote some test or some logic or some whatever. The reason he gave this decision, he quoted in the declaratory judgment, was the Bill of Rights. This violates the Bill of Rights, therefore it is illegal. Period, end of story. This is a major, hopefully, change in these courts. This is a federal appeals court. This is a massive deal. It makes Sheriff Mack work seem all the more important. A case in Idaho, a sheriff that I came in contact with, somebody introduced, whatever, in their county. At the time, there was no mask mandate. We talked to him. We talked about Sheriff Mack. He's been hesitant to kind of to really embrace this, but we talked to him, whatever. He said he wouldn't do the mask mandate. The mask mandate just came down yesterday. We got the texts about it. The sheriff office there says, we will not enforce this mandate. We can't drain the swamp like that. We cannot overcome Big Pharma's money. And so what we can do is use the covenant and the inheritance and the birthright of our foundation and the will of our divine inheritance to push this and throw the Bill of Rights in their face. And this judge right here, Stickman, this is unbelievable. This is everything we've been talking about. This is everything that we've been pointing to. Are you divinely endowed or are you not? Is the Bill of Rights the law or isn't it? This is simply amazing. It's stunning.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's sort of like, you know, they goose step to their message, right? They goose step. Like vaccinate, 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 vaccinate. Mask, 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 mask. You know, it's hopefully, you know, the power of prayer, man. We've been praying and praying and praying. You know, my happy hour with Dr. T that I've been doing, you know, happy hour with Dr. T on Instagram. I do a daily Instagram live, happy hour with Dr. T at 6 p.m. Eastern time. At 6 to 6:30. If I have a guest on, you should come on as a guest one time. We would have fun.
I would
fun.
Love that.
I'll put you on the list because, it would really be fun. It's a good time. Everybody brings a beverage. So we sit around talking about our kombucha or tea or water. Whatever and then we chat a little bit, and then at 10 minutes after 6, I read a verse from the Bible. I talk about it a little bit. I write a little mini little thing about it, and then we all pray together. And we'll have anywhere from 300 to 1,500 people at that time every day praying. We pray for our country. We pray for our security, for our courage, for our ability to stop taking away our fear, the fear of consequences. We pray together for our communities, our county, our state, our country, other countries, because we've got people that join us from all over the world on that. It's the power of prayer.
I love it. I'm on the list. I don't know what to say. I'm flattered. Very excited. Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, CoursesForMastery.com, Baxter.com. We'll get her boot camp information on the other side. This new thing. What's the thing? Something with Dr. T. What is that? What
did you say?
Happy Hour, Dr. T.
Happy Hour with Dr. T.
You're listening to the Power Hour. We'll be right back.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Foods, Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
You know what my mission was when I started this, when I was so excited? I still am excited after 21 years. I said, anybody who's got mouth must use Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash if they want to stay healthy. I'm going to make sure that it is available to anywhere I can put the product.
You got a lot of zinc in these products.
Zinc inhibits plaque growth. Zinc is also known to have an antibacterial properties. Also, zinc works to eliminate bad breath by destroying volatile sulfur compounds. Such an incredible product. And
wow.
I'm so proud to say my wife did that and saved my life, saved my mouth. And she is the mother of all the people who are using a Vitamer toothpaste and mouthwash in the world.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at theparamall.com. That's theparamall.com.
If you eat your man of food on a semi-regular basis, you're probably getting better quality food and healthier for your body than you're eating now.
Your products are GMO-free. There's no added MSG and no chemical preservatives or high fructose corn syrup. And you also have gluten-free products as well.
We have a great variety of very high quality products.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now and buy from the good guys at theparamall.com. That's theparamall.com.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
I get emails all the time about me showing favoritism to some of my guests. So I won't tell you right now that Dr. Ted Benny's one of my favorites. Just forget I said that. I'm going to be much more professional. That's my goal. Dr. Tenpenny she's a hero. Yeah, right, is right. Dr. Tenpenny is such a hero in so many ways. One of the three main things, vaccines are one of them. I'm out of my mind about this, and I consider her such a hero. CoursesForMastery.com, Baxter.com are two websites. We got a caller, and then after the caller, I want her to talk about her boot camp coming up, so it's very important. Vincent, North Carolina, you're live on the air. Vincent, North Carolina, what's on your mind, Vincent?
Yes, sir. Thank you for taking my call. I wasn't expecting to get on the air with Dr. Tenpenny. Can you hear me?
Absolutely. Thank you
Hello?
For waiting. I can. Can you not hear me? Vincent, you there?
Yeah, I hear you fine. I just I usually hear a click when I go live when I call in. But I was going to ask a slightly political question. This is not, by no way an endorsement of Joe Biden or Kamala Harris. When I've heard, I watched a TV clip of Donald Trump at a campaign rally saying that we're going to have a vaccine and it's going to clear out the coronavirus. It's going to be great. And I feel like that's, to me, just misleading because a lot of people I talk to, whether they are, you know, sympathetic with the Democrats or Republicans, nobody I talk to wants to take a vaccine. And I applaud your show. I love your show.
Here's my take on that. Remember that, you know, those who are labeled as anti-vaccines or claim to be ex-vaxxers are still a distinct minority in this country. We're a small but powerful and very vocal group trying to save humanity. But the vast majority of people are lockstep with vaccines are safe, effective, necessary, and without them you're going to die. And they're all good because they have a multi-generational indoctrination into the vaccine paradigm and they trust their white-coated human beings called doctors. So here's my take on this, and I think I've got a little different view. Is that first of all, I know that I know from some of my very close sources that President Trump is very anti-vaccine. Now think about in the last 3.5 years he's been in office. Anytime he says black, they say white. So if he says pro-vaccine, is that going to force them is that going to force them to say no vaccine, anti-vaccine? Is this going to force them because he's saying, yes, we're going to move forward. We're going to do this vaccine as fast as possible. Is that going to force them to go, wait a minute, we need to slow down a little bit. And then they're going to like choke on it because that's not supposed to be their message. I think it's actually kind of funny, tell you the truth.
This is similar to Fauci.
That's a good point.
I've heard about Fauci. People say, why in the world would he appoint Fauci? And people
thought,
oh,
because he wanted to expose him.
Bingo. Look what putting Fauci there did.
Exactly.
Go ahead, Sherry.
Think about Dr. Judy Mikovits' book, you know, Plague of Corruption, all about Fauci, right? Now, if that book would have come out, this is God's timing, man. If that book would have come out, you know, at the end of last year, and she's trying to expose Dr. Anthony Fauci, who would have known? Who would have cared? He's just another big bureaucrat in the cog. But now, because everybody knows that name and he'd been up front and personal, Judy comes out with Plandemic. Her book comes out, exposes all this stuff. I mean, it's all God's timing. But I'm telling you, I think that part of this, because Trump is a master at 4D chess. 4D political chess. And I think that he's pushing, first of all, he wants to get reelected, so he's playing to those people who think vaccines are good. Second of all, if he goes, yes, 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 vaccine, yes, we got to do the vaccine, then his opponents are going to go, no, wait a minute, slow down. I think it's hysterical, quite tight. That's personal opinion. I think it's funny.
Vincent, what have you heard recently from Biden and Harris, both of them, about the vaccine, about coming out so quick? Both of them have said, oh, I don't trust it. That's way too quick. Both of them.
And the people, the women from the View. I don't know. I would never take a vaccine that was approved by Donald Trump. I mean, they're shooting themselves in the foot. I think it's hysterical.
I haven't heard anything. I haven't really paid attention to what they say other than Biden's, you know, blaming the fires in California on global warming. That's obviously insanity, in my opinion. I've been watching politics since I was a kid, and it just astounds me just how ignorant people are today. But after years of listening to Dr. Stan Monteith and listening to Power Hour and listening to Alex Jones, and you guys have convinced me that there's no all this clamoring to get a vaccine is just a big marketing ploy to me, and I just find it very troubling that people are just willing to march off, you know, a cliff like lemmings to go get a vaccine. I mean, human beings have gone without vaccines for hundreds of years, and all of a sudden now we all just have to have one this year. It's just totally a control mechanism in my the way I look at it.
Well, here's what I tell everybody, and you can argue all day with somebody about vaccines or not vaccines. I mean, the research is on your side saying the vaccines are questionable and doubtful and not safe. The research, in my opinion, is on your side. You may never be able to convince your family or whoever of that truth. Here's what the argument that I think is the sledgehammer. Do I have sovereign control over what goes in my body or don't I? To me, that argument, that is the argument. That is the absolute winning argument to me. Now, they don't agree with that. Well, right. I mean, I guess they're just commenting. I mean, I don't know what to tell them. But are we sovereign or not? I mean, can I make a decision for my body or not? Which, that's the argument to me. Anyway, last comment.
Are you still there?
Go ahead. Yes, go ahead, sir.
I just had one more question. I don't know if either one of you can help me with this, but I work at a place it's an old plant. They made it a policy a few months ago where everybody had to wear masks. I'm tired of wearing the masks. I don't want to buy any more masks. They give us these paper ones at the plant, and they make my throat all raspy and everything. I was actually out sick the last 3 days because of it. And our governor... Our wonderful Governor Cooper.
What state is this?
He makes these commercials attacking his opponent, Dan Forrest, about having rallies without supporters having face masks on. And I've seen tons of evidence that he never should have been put in office in the first place. And but I read a post yesterday when I was bumping around on the internet, and I don't know how current it was, but I read some statute or something I searched for on the internet, and it said, according to North Carolina state law, after August 1st, it is no longer legal to wear a mask in a public street or public place in North Carolina because it's concealing your identity. And I don't know if that was overridden by some General Assembly decision or what, but there, people, you know, our sheriff, he's a CSPOA sheriff, and he said he would not enforce the face mask wearing, but most of the people still go to the stores and wear the face masks. And I'm just tired of laying down to it.
So, well, the fact, don't.
If either
don't
one of you has any...
The fact that you, the fact that your sheriff is a CSPOA sheriff, that's fantastic, and also goes to directly Sheriff Mack the importance of his work. I will say that. Secondly, did you hear the interview with John Singleton that we did?
I was looking at that yesterday. I want to get in contact with him.
Yes.
And I have to do some more research on that, but I definitely want to talk to him about that because at work we're required to put a mask on before we go in the door.
Yeah, you're not required to do a medical. They cannot require you to do a medical procedure. Well, are they doctors now? They cannot require you. And John Singleton goes into that, and he's been very effective and has been winning a lot, and actually he's pushing a lot of this behind the scenes that we don't even know about. He's one of the best that I've seen.
They got to get okay. Hopefully this won't get me in trouble, but where I work is in a different county, which is under a more leftist, I guess, sheriff who's compliant with the Governor Cooper. And when you go in there, they have a camera that takes a thermal image of you to see if you've got a temperature before. We're doing physical work where you break a sweat and it's difficult to breathe in a hot plant with a mask over your face. And one of my coworkers actually questioned me taking the mask down because, well, if you're feeling sick, you shouldn't do that. And it is driving me crazy. I tried to explain to him.
Well,
this is the reason I've been getting sick.
It should drive you crazy because you can make medical decisions for yourself. You don't need them to make. And, you know, were they doctors? No, this is ridiculous.
This comes from the safety people at the plant have basically said this is our policy. They made us sign a paper saying you will follow the directives of the epidemiological emergency or whatever that the plant has deemed. That you will do these things that we ask you to do, and it's just nobody wants to do it, but you know, people come in there with masks every day.
I highly suggest you reach out to John Singleton. There may be something that you can do, and absolutely. God bless you, buddy. We got to go. Thank you so much for your call.
Thank you for your support
and everything. God bless you. Getting back to Dr. Tenpenny, this is why information and knowledge and then will, really it's conviction. Conviction is going to win right now. That's my opinion. Faith and conviction. Your boot camp is essential to this because it gives you knowledge, and knowledge tends to lead to conviction. Let's talk about your boot camp and what people are getting and why this is important.
Well, this is an open enrollment week for our boot camp. We only offer this twice a year. We're going into fall boot camp right now. Open enrollment is right now. Enrollment closes midnight next Monday night. So we do this for 7 days. It's an 8-week online educational opportunity that we talk about safety, efficacy, herd immunity, package inserts, how to communicate this in a way that people can understand it, how to get in and out of difficult conversations. I've put in a whole new section of new information about all this COVID stuff, about masks, social distancing, contact tracing, and the horrors that's coming in this vaccine. That's all new material. My business partner has a whole new material this time. We actually had a marketing firm come in and look at the 8 weeks of value that we put into this course. Of all the hands-on that you get, it's like one-on-one conversations that we have with me and Matt. over an 8-week period of time. Every Saturday, we release the course documents. Every Thursday night after that, we have an online Zoom class with everybody in the class to do an open forum discussion about that week's material. The marketing company said that we should be selling this course for about $1,200 because that's how much hand-holding and how much information you get. Historically, in the past, the boot camp has been $595. And for this time only, for this COVID emergency that we're under, the enrollment fee for the 8-week course with all the documentation, all the videos that you get to watch, all of the online stuff, and the 8 bonuses that are valued at about $800, the whole course is $495. And you can learn more about the course by going to vaxxter.com, V as in victory, A-X-X-T-E-R.com. You'll see all the information about the course. And then the next article on the page is all the information about the 8 bonuses. Or you can go directly to masteringvaccineinfo.com/bootcamp. masteringvaccineinfo.com/bootcamp. And you can enroll. The course actually starts on the 26th. Our first online discussion is on October the 1st, and this time the course is being offered in both English and Spanish.
Wow.
So if your primary language is Spanish, you can listen to it in Spanish. It's the same fee, no additional charge to get it in the two languages. So and the other thing that's important is that we may not do this boot camp again. This is our 6th boot camp. And a lot of people have been waiting. They've been talking about it. They talk about the money. They talk about this, that, and the other thing. But this may be the last time that we do the Mastering Vaccine Info Bootcamp course, the way that we're doing it. Times are changing. If they make this vaccine mandatory, you know, we've got a whole different set of things. And, you know, I don't know how people are going to feel about childhood vaccines if now they're being forced into this COVID vaccine. And I just learned, Daniel, I just did an interview a couple of hours ago, actually, with somebody out of the UK who told me that the Moderna vaccine has actually, they actually have been testing it on children in the UK. And they stopped it. It was on 10 to 12 year olds. They stopped it because of all the severe side effects. And several of them they told about, and then they said, well, it was probably no big deal. Probably wasn't the vaccine. It started again. So they're already talking about using this vaccine in pregnant women, in children, in the elderly. I got a document yesterday that said they're talking about administering the flu shot and the coronavirus vaccine at the same time. They're giving the same liability protection globally as the 2005 PrEP Act does here in the U.S. This is a really, really big disaster. So if you want to know how to navigate it, how to communicate this with your fellow family members and friends, colleagues, the gentleman who called in who said needs to know about talking about masks with his boss, the boot camp is the place to be. Our Mastering Vaccine Info boot camp, and if the course starts on the 26th, open enrollment goes through midnight next Monday night.
I am a huge supporter of you, your work. I am a huge supporter of this boot camp.
Didn't your wife go through it?
Then she couldn't. She got pregnant and all that. We had other things going on, blah, blah, blah. But she did do some of it. She loved it.
Mm-hmm.
She loved it. You're going to have to let her go again so she can get the second half of this. I don't know. We're about to have the baby now, so I don't know. I mean, we're super close now. But last time we saw you, she just, you remember?
It's been a while. Yeah, she just found out she was only like, 6 weeks pregnant or something like that. Gosh, time flies.
I don't remember. Time goes.
Yeah, but this would be a good thing. While she's sitting around nursing, she could be getting educated. She could be watching it.
This is so important because I'm sick of the lies.
Yep.
If you want the truth, I mean, isn't the truth what we want? Is truth, can we discover some truth? You want a different perspective and be able to see some different things you never thought of and make your own decision. This is what you need. You need ammo. And this is a fight. It's an ideological fight. And you got to have ammo. And where are you going to get the ammo? This is the best place that I know to get the ammo.
Well, I'm going to add the second best place to get the ammo. First bet is please enroll in the boot camp. Go to vaxxer.com, read about it. Then go to masteringvaccineinfo.com/bootcamp and enroll. And then come follow me on Instagram at Happy Hour with Dr. T. Happy Hour with Dr. T on Instagram, because every day, Monday through Friday, 6 to 6:30 p.m., you know, we really believe in the power of prayer. And if this is going to, if anything is going to move this and turn this around, it's got to put God right in the middle of it. So we created this little safe place, this little quiet place. We do this little guided meditation about getting quiet, going inside of a cathedral or, you know, someplace really quiet. Then we read a verse from the Bible and we talk about it. Then we all pray together. And there's anywhere from 300 to maybe 1500 people per day on the happy hour. It's happy hour with DRT, happy hour with DRT, with Dr. T. And then if you want to see all the listen to the past things that we've done and read what I've written, you can go to happyhourwithdrt.blogspot.com. And everything is there. We started in June, and you can go back and read all of the messages, read all the prayers. You can actually listen to it because we strip it off of Instagram and we turn it into an MP4 and we put it on the blog.
I don't know Instagram from Smithstagram. That's me. But I have went to your blogspot.com and I have seen some of your, I love what you do. I'm so excited that I'm on the list. I'm just waiting for my invitation to be on this. I think it's fantastic. Prayer is power. We have divinity within us and we have prayer. Do we believe what we, you know, what we've professed for all our lives? Do we believe it or not? And we need it now more than ever because the attack is on our individuality and really the creation of God. We have 3 minutes. Before I know you got to go right before the show's over.
Well, somewhere around there.
Okay.
Because I got another thing at 2 o'clock, so.
Okay. Transhumanism and the
yes.
DNA. We've talked about this off air with the vaccines or whatever. Please get yep. it, let people know and understand the dangers here. What are we talking about? We're not talking about just, is it bad for you? It's going to make you sick. We're talking about changing humanity.
Yeah, the vaccine, the COVID-19 vaccine has a process in it called transvection. Transvection is the incorporation of DNA from one organism into another. So it's an incorporation of the DNA or the RNA from this virus into our genome. And when that happens, there's something also called, there's an enzyme that's going to activate it. And then we've got this this whole concept of hydrogel. You know, hydrogel that's these little nanotechnology nanobots that are going to be injected that you will never get them out of your body. And Dr. Carrie Madej, she and I had a long conversation about this yesterday. I did an interview with her yesterday on Facebook. We did a Facebook Live. Dr. Carrie Madej, she's a fellow osteopathic physician, has a great history of how she kind of suddenly launched on the scene here. And we went into great detail about this nanobots, this hydrogel, and how the hydrogel and the transformation of our DNA hooks us up through artificial intelligence to the cloud. Whoever owns the cloud owns us. And that is the actual transition into transhumanism, which is the ultimate goal. But there's two goals here to this whole program, actually maybe three. One is financial monetary goals for sure, you know, to do away with the with our dirty money and our buy, so we won't be able to buy, sell, and trade unless we're marked, right? We got this whole thing on us. So that's the one thing, to get rid of the change the financial monetary system. The second is the introduction of artificial intelligence and the transhumanism movement. And then the third part is the eugenics depopulation part. It has nothing to do with health, nothing to do with being sick, nothing to do with hospitals, ventilators, any of that stuff. This is a big, fat, nothing burger virus that they're putting out there. That yes, some people get sick, and yes, some people die, just like people die from tuberculosis, hepatitis B, influenza, you know, various pathogens people die from staph, strep, and all those things.
Last thought before I let you go.
Mm-hmm.
My biggest concern, obviously, people aren't dying like they say. People are starting to realize that their narrative is unraveling. If I'm looking through their minds and I'm looking at this, I'm saying what we have to do this fall. We have to say it's coming back, and we need people to really die. We need to kill them somehow. We need to get people dead, really get them dead somehow. I mean, in my mind, if I was them, that's what I would do. If you want to keep this narrative going, you're going to have to create a real crisis. Has that ever crossed your mind? Is that
almost every day? Almost every day. And the other thing, yes, they have to, because they're doing everything they can to keep this narrative going. Everything. I mean, they've tried it all. I mean, it's kind of scary to think about what else they might have up their sleeve.
That's where prayer comes in.
Exactly.
There's things we can't do. Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Tempe has to go. It's an absolute pleasure to have her on, as always. I won't tell you that she's one of my favorites. I won't tell you that.
That's just because we're really good friends off the air. That's because we know each other outside of this venue right here. So that's why he says those things.
Okay, sure. Courses for Mastery.com, Baxter.com. I'm a fan before I'm a friend. I was a fan before I ever was a friend, but I'm both now, all the way. Check out her boot camp. It's well worth it. God bless you. Dr. Cherry Tenpenny, go with God.
You too. Love you. Take care.
Love you too. Bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
There she goes, Dr. Cherry Tenpenny. We got about a minute before the show's over. Today's broadcast between Truat and this, I mean, I'm just sitting here listening. They've been phenomenal. You want to really break down not only this the fraud behind this whole virus, this whole pandemic, and also warning and getting ready to go and solutions with the sheriffs. Again, we've seen what the sheriffs have done. We have seen what these sheriffs have done. We have seen what Trump getting this judge in Pennsylvania has done, this kind of decision. He sounds like I wrote this. I mean, that decision of this Judge Stickman sounds like I wrote it. Liberties can never be sacrificed. Constitutional protections of our natural liberties can never be sacrificed at the hand of any kind of a danger or what have you. This is the American experiment. This is the American ideal. We hold these truths to be self-evident, and that's what's under attack, the truth. In a world of lies, a world of deception, a world of what, this is what it is. And when you have that idea, ideas are bulletproof. In that ideological war of who are you? What is your inheritance? What is the purpose? All these things. Ladies and gentlemen, love you. God bless you. Stay safe. Hug your family. And happy, healthy, successful, and free as God intends you. That's what we want here. It's all about the truth. ThePowerHour.com, ThePowerMall.com. Thank you for your support. Go check out the Power Mall. Purchase some things. That keeps us going here. I haven't been promoting a lot, but check that out. You know all the products that you need. God bless you, and we'll see you tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.